USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A powerful storm is impacting a large portion of the U.S. this week. The National Weather Service says to expect heavy snow from the west coast to the northeast through Thursday. Blizzard warnings dot much of the Midwest, particularly Minnesota and South Dakota. Gusty winds as high as 80 miles per hour could also be felt in some areas of the country. Meanwhile, a suspected tornado hit southwestern New Jersey on Tuesday. At least 8 people are dead and hundreds are injured after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit the Turkey-Syria border on Monday. Officials say there has been more than 24 aftershocks since. The death toll is on top of the more than 47,000 people killed after a massive 7.8 magnitude quake struck the region just over 2 weeks ago. Virginia is electing its first black woman into Congress. Democratic State Senator Jennifer McClellan is projected to defeat Republican Leon Benjamin in Tuesday's special election for the state's fourth congressional seat. She'll be replacing late Democratic Representative Donald McKeon, who died back in November. McClellan's new district spans between Capital City Richmond and the North Carolina state line. One of the former officers in charge of the Uvalde School District is now cleared to work in policing again.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is victorious in an appeal to remove a blemish from his discharge file. Arredondo was fired for cause for his role in the flawed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last year. A recent upgrade in status from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement means Arredondo now will not get his Uvalde job back, but he could get another one somewhere else in law enforcement. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday fired Coach Nate McMillan, who was unable to follow up on the success of leading the team to the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals. Atlanta General Manager Landry Fields announced the firing. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Conservative entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy is running for president. Ramaswamy announced his bid for the Republican nomination on Tuesday during an interview with Fox News. In his interview and official campaign launch video, Ramaswamy criticized focusing on diversity and denounced climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. He said he wants to focus on dismantling affirmative action and end content moderation on social media sites. His long-shot bid for the GOP nomination will join other candidates like former President Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. The Mormon Church has been fined for using shell companies to hide investments. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was hit with a $5 million fine by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The church was accused of using shell companies over a period of more than 2 decades. The SEC said not revealing its investments didn't allow the agency and the public to have correct information. The Golden Globes will reportedly air on the first Sunday of January next year. That's according to Variety, which puts the date at January 7, 2024. Where next year's awards show will air is yet to be determined. The show was held on a Tuesday this year due to the NFL and college football's national title game. Democratic governors from around the country are forming what's being called the Reproductive Freedom Alliance. Numerous states also involved include California, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan. The governor said it's being formed as they're committed to protecting and expanding reproductive freedom. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.